For all I knew, this would be my last meal on Earth. Also, my first and last roll on a dead skunk. I decided, what the heck, I might as well try to enjoy it. Rip and Snort went first. I watched and took a few mental notes. First, they got down on their bellies and crawled around on the skunk. Then they flipped over on their backs and wiggled around and kicked all four legs in the air. Then they hopped up and gave themselves a big shake. Well, that looked easy enough. I dived in, rolled, kicked, did the whole routine. After I had shook myself, I turned to Snort. Well, what do you think? Did I do it right?
Pretty good. Now we have big coyote feast. Oh, boy!
I glanced down at the dead skunk. You might recall that on one of my previous adventures, I sat in on a big coyote feast where aged mutton was on the menu. It didn't do much for me. Well, yes, it did. It made me sick. And I mean sick. Tell you what, fellers, I'm not real hungry right this minute, and maybe I'll pass on the grub. Snort gave me an unfriendly glare.
You want Mick Coyote angry?
Angry? Why, heavens no.
You want insult coyote hospitality? Very bad manners turning down coyote feast.
Well, I...
And when coyote getting mad, want fresh meat. Maybe so dog meat.
The two savages stared at me. I noticed that Rip licked his chops, and I thought I detected a hungry glimmer in his eyes.
I see what you mean. No, I think you misunderstood. What I meant to say was that I'll go first, and I wondered if you guys would be upset if I ate the whole skunk myself. After all, I'm your guest.
They went into a huddle and discussed it in whispers. Then Snort turned back to me.
That not work. Hunk not eat first.
Now hold on. The guest always eats first and gets first dibs on the grub. That's only fair and decent.
Snort shook his head.
Coyote not give hoot for fair and decent. Coyote tradition say guest eat last.
Well, that's an outrage. Do you expect me to take that kind of treatment?
Their heads bobbed up and down.